This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wolves trailed most of last night's season opening game at Portland before star player Anthony Edwards took over and pushed Minnesota past the Blazers' final 118-114. Ant finished with 41 points, including a bunch of big baskets in the fourth quarter that saw the Wolves outscore Portland 30-19. Edwards says his offseason workouts helped him late.
Mansi Hines been working countless hours, man. We couldn't keep count of how many times we went in the gym and dog tired. Third, fourth workout of the day and push through it, man. So it's starting to pay off, man, and it's very fun.
Minnesota's at L.A. tomorrow to face the Lakers. News not as good for the Wild. They wrapped up a five-game road trip with a fourth loss. The Devils skated by Minnesota 4-1 in New Jersey. Matt Boldy had the lone Minnesota tally and says the tough road trip shouldn't create any panic.
It's a long year. There's a lot of games. It's early. We're trying to have that game every night. There's a curve there that we have to get better at and be able to put that game back out there game after game. But I think that's part of kind of the beginning of a year. But we got to get it going early, and I have a lot of faith in this group.
The 3-4-1 Wild return home to host Utah on Saturday. The Vikings play the Chargers tonight in Thursday night football out in L.A. Pass rusher Dallas Turner says they have to forget about the Philly loss last week and get ready for this evening.
I mean, turn the page fast, with the Thursday night games is, very influential. We just kind of emphasize, coming in on Monday and, just turn the page going on to the Chargers.
Kickoff tonight, 7:15. The Gopher football team has practice on campus today. They're getting ready for Saturday's game at Iowa. Minnesota quarterback Drake Lindsey says Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker's tough to go against.
Obviously he's one of the best defense coordinators. He's got that defense, playing at a really, really high level. And I think it's just whatever he calls, they're executing to the top of the level. You don't watch their defense and watch a game and say someone messed up or there's an MA. I mean, there's none of that.
This is MNN Sports.